ஸ்ரீ கணேஷாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம் மூகம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யக்ருபாத்தமஹம் வந்தே பரமானந்த மாதவம் பரமானந்த மாதவம். So just to know from all of you at what level of Vedantic comprehension some of you may be new, I might not have met before. So how many of you have, is there anybody here who is first time listening to Vedanta? If so, please raise your hand. Yeah, first time. Okay, so there are a few people. Now, anybody here who has heard of a text by name Laghu Vakya Vritti, please raise your hand. Laghu Vakya Vritti. Okay. Now, why I'm asking this question is that usually we have heard of Vakya Vritti, but Laghu Vakya Vritti is a little rare text. Both these texts, Vakya Vritti and Laghu Vakya Vritti, have been composed by Sri Adi Shankaracharya. All of you, do you have the books with you? I'm sure they must have shared by online, the PDF. Have you all received it? Yes. If you have not received, please contact, first please see your emails, because it will be definitely there, they must have sent you. And if it is not there, please contact the coordinator here, Abhin. As we study the text, you will require the book also with you. We will follow the structure of the verse being chanted and we repeating, and then we will study. So now let us first see the title of the text. Laghu Vakya Vritti. Vritti, the word means explanation. Explanation. Vivaranam, we say. Vivaranam. So Vivaranam means a little detailed presentation. Vivaranam. So what requires explanation? That which is not clear requires explanation. What is clear, why should you explain? Explanation means something which requires explanation, you see. So that itself says that there is something which requires explanation. Now what is it that requires explanation? That is how you have the word coming next, Vakya Vritti. The Vakya requires an explanation. Now what is Vakya? Vakya is a sentence. Sentence is composed of words, we all know that. But why can't you say Pada Vivaranam, Pada Vritti? Why are you saying Vakya Vritti? Pada means word. Vakya means sentence. So the explanation we are saying is the text, the name of the title, Lagu Vakya Vritti. The explanation is Vakya Vritti, explanation of a sentence. It could have been explanation of a word, is it not? So why can't it be an explanation of word? Why Vakya Vritti? That is because a complete thought, the knowledge, you know, when you hear a word always, you know, it's not complete. Usually it is not complete. For example, I say, food. Then you will say, where it is. When. So, lot of questions, lot of what they call akanksha is there. Lot of incompleteness is there in a word because it will lead to a lot of questions. And therefore, you know, words make a sentence, no doubt. But sentence is a complete communication. And therefore, when you say Vakya Vritti, there is a completeness in that. It is not something which is incomplete, which is being explained. You cannot say that it is incomplete and therefore explanation is there. No, no, it is not incomplete, it is complete. So, Vakya means a complete message. The message is complete in that Vakya. That sentence as it's a complete unit of what you can say, complete unit of communication. A complete unit is there, but we may not understand its completeness. We may not understand how full it is, what it's the deeper import of it, what are the various thoughts which can be understood in that. So many. And because of that, doubts can come. And because of which, we may not get the full, you know, impact of it. And because we don't get the full impact of it, we are not able to get the full result of it. Even though it is complete. It is complete. But for that complete message to have its full purpose and impact for you, you require a explanation. And therefore, it is an explanation of a Vakya, which is a complete message. Now, when you say, it is a Vakya, which is a complete message, which Vakya are we talking of? Which statement are we talking of? We are talking of essential statements. We are not talking of any statement which has not much importance, you know. Nothing much important is there and then you take up and give an explanation of it. No, no, no. It is something which is so important and so valuable, comprehending which actually the purpose of life itself is fulfilled. We are talking of such statements which have got mega information and mega purpose. Not micro information. Not micro purpose, but mega information, mega purpose. In fact, the statement about which we are discussing is termed Mahavakya. Mahavakya. So, Vakya here refers to a sentence, no doubt. But what sentence are we referring to? We are referring to Mahavakya. Now, when we hear Mahavakya, those who know some little bit of, you don't have to know Sanskrit to know, Mahavakya means we understand great sentence. Great sentence. So great sentence immediately means we think, oh, probably it's a very long, big and very sentence, you know, so much complicated, you know, sometimes, you know, big sentences are there. Earlier they used to write sentences in such a manner that one sentence is one paragraph, one page also. And which lot of commas in between and then, you know, so many you know, punctuation marks in between, colon, semicolon, then, you know, all kinds of things, end dash and all the kind of things and then finally it becomes a big sentence. Are we talking of any big sentence about which there is going to be an explanation. Actually speaking, these sentences are so short. You all know that some Mahavakya at least you must have heard before. Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi. Now these are all Mahavakyas. Right? So when you say Tattvamasi, how many words are there? How big it is? Tat, Tvam, Asi. Three words. Only three words. That is a Mahavakya. That is one of the most famous Mahavakya. Is it not? Tat, Tvam, Asi. Aham Brahmasmi. How many words are there? Aham, Brahma, Asmi. Don't say Aham Brahmasmi has got two words. Aham Brahmasmi has got Aham, Brahma, Asmi. Three words. Here again you see only three words are there. Some other Mahavakyas also you all may know. For example, Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma. How many words are there? Two words. Prajnanam Brahma. But verb you have to understand. Prajnanam Brahma Asti. These are Mahavakyas. Then what other Mahavakya? Ayam Atma Brahma. Ayam Atma Brahma. So here again, how many words are there? Ayam Atma Brahma. And you have to understand the verb. Therefore, Asti. Ayam Atma Brahma Asti. Now, these are the well-known Mahavakyas. So, all these Mahavakyas, if you see, are very short. Now, when it is very short, why then do you call great statement? The great here or the big here. See, when you say Mahavakya, great, big, large. These are the various meanings of that word, you know, maha, Mahat. Right? So, when you say great, big, large. So, these words, when we hear, it may communicate to us that it is a very, very long, and when you say explanation, actually you require explanation for long, difficult statements. But these statements are so short. And therefore, we have to understand Mahavakya, big, large, and these great, these and all, do not mean the length of the statement, but rather they mean the greatness, the largeness, the enormity of the content which is enshrined in them. So, Mahavakya is a Vakya which has got a great purport, a great message, a very, very purposeful thought enshrined in it. And when you say a purposeful thought, a wonderful message, something which is very, very, you know, essential, all those things, that purpose and all those things indicate the result also. The content is so great. Why is the content so great? Because the result is so great. So it is Mahavakya because the result is so, so valuable. So a Vakya which can give you something very valuable, of the greatest value possible, such a message enshrining statement is a Mahavakya. So a great purpose enshrining message is a Mahavakya. So will we remember that? What is a Mahavakya? A great purpose enshrining message, that which communicates this, is a Mahavakya. Now, when you say great purpose, when you say great purpose, what can be a great purpose? Something which we say, na, if somebody is hungry, then we tell. No? We give food. And then, or we tell, you know, you go there. You're hungry, you go there. There you have food. No, you know, it's very, very, no, he helped me. So he's very thirsty for water. And somebody tells you, go there. There is a tap there, or there is a, you know, place where the water you can get. And then you feel, that person, wow, so thirsty, you know. He just guided me correct place. Now, that is a purpose. Now, sometimes we say, no, I think we might have heard this statement. You give a person fish. Example is given fish there. You give a person fish. Or another thing, you teach a person how to fish. See, you teach, when you give food to somebody, at that point you are satisfying the person's hunger. So you have done something beneficial. But if you teach a person how to earn his food, then you are serving a greater purpose. Now you see, purpose, a greater purpose. Now, there are so many things in life which makes us happy. Anything which enables us to become happy has got a purpose. Right? So, anything which makes us sad has no purpose. So, when you say purpose, it is always associated with a fulfillment. The purpose is always associated with a certain gain. Gain of happiness, I mean, not gain of sorrow, because sorrow, gain, nobody says a gain. So, when there is a gain of happiness, then there is a purpose served. Now, when we say gain of happiness, now every happiness that we can gain in this world, we have seen, we have experienced so far, that such a happiness that we have gained is not fulfilling. Because what we have gained, it has come at a particular point of time. And what we have gained at a particular point of time will also end at a particular point of time. Because what we gain, we will have to lose. What happens in time also ends in time. So every gain has in its very nature an end. So it has got a purpose, but that purpose or that gain or that fulfillment ends. So whatever we gain also ends. Now please let us remember what we said. Explanation, vritti, explanation. Explanation of what? Of a sentence. Why sentence? Because it is a complete message. What kind of sentence it is? It is Mahavakya. It is a great message. Why it is great? Because it has got a great purpose to serve. And what is purpose? Purpose is that by which, purpose is that which, our purpose is happiness. Now when we say great purpose, that is where we are now thinking. What is a purpose? A purpose is that which gives us happiness. But the nature of a gain is that which ends. Now, and what are we searching for? We are searching for fullness. We are searching for fullness. When I mean we, I mean all of us. Because many times, people may not be aware of what they are searching for. Everybody is searching for happiness. But what happens to that happiness? It ends. And again, they have to search for one more happiness. One more different happiness, or the same happiness, a little more, that keeps on going on. Now, is it possible that there is a gain, there is a fulfillment which does not cease, which does not end, which is ever, which is full, which is Purna? In Sanskrit, we use the word Purna. Purna means what? That which has no end in time, no end in place, space, or no end, and not or, and, no end in time. Because no end in time, eternal. No end in place. Meaning what? I am here also, that happiness is there. I go there, there also happiness is there. Place does not make any difference for that happiness. Or object also has no difference in that happiness. Whether I have this with me or that goes and something else I have, or that also goes and I don't have anything, still can I be happy? Still can I be fulfilled? That kind of happiness which does not end, which is not connected with space, time and object. Desha, kala, vastu. Space, time and object. Desha, kala, vastu. Such a kind of happiness is purnam, full, complete. And therefore, when you say Mahavakya, Mahavakya is what? Mahavakya is communicating a message which can give you this purna purpose. This complete, this fulfillment, the Mahavakya should give. And therefore, what is this message? This message is that which gives us absolute, complete fulfillment. That is a Mahavakya. In other words, the Mahavakya has got the greatest message for you. Now when we say that the Mahavakya has got the greatest message, when you say Vakya is sentence, then the question always comes, who said it? Is it not? You can say I said it, that's a different matter. You can say somebody said it. Now this Mahavakya you have said has got the greatest purpose, but this Mahavakya is from where? Who? Vakya means somebody has said it, right? It is from somewhere, right? Now where is this from? This Mahavakya, or other words, every Mahavakya, what we have discussed so far, we have said Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, then Prajnanam Brahma, or I am Atma Brahma, all these Mahavakyas, these are all from the Upanishads. So you have Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma is from Aitreya Upanishad. Aitreya Upanishad. And where is this Aitreya Upanishad? This Aitreya Upanishad is in the Rig Veda. So now we are seeing, first of all we have seen what is a Mahavakya. Mahavakya communicates the greatest message. When you say greatest message, what? It gives you the highest fulfillment. And what is the highest fulfillment? That which does not end in time. That which does not cease in a particular place. And which is untouched, unconditioned by the presence or absence of anything. Such a thing is fulfillment. And that fulfillment is given by Mahavakya. And that is why it is Mahavakya. Because it gives such a purpose, it is a Mahavakya. Now the next question is, where is the Mahavakya from? We are saying each of these Mahavakyas are from the Upanishads. So the four Mahavakyas that we have seen, Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma is from Aitreya Upanishad, from Rig Veda. Then Aham Brahmasmi, this is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Yajurveda. So Rig Veda, Yajurveda. Tattvamasi, this is from Chandogya Upanishad. And that is from the Samaveda. Then Ayam Atma Brahma, this is from Mandukya Upanishad in the Atharva Veda or Atharvana Veda. So you have four Mahavakyas, and each of the Mahavakyas are in the Upanishads. And then you have each of the Upanishad, which are in the four Vedas. Now, many times people say, why should be there in the Upanishad only? Why can't it be somewhere else? Mahavakya. Remember, the Vedas have got two portions. One is a portion which deals with karma, action. Another is a portion which deals with jnana, knowledge. The portion which deals with karma gives you guidance on getting those temporary happiness. We said now two kinds of happiness. Happiness which is purna. Purna means what? That which does not have any relation to time, space and object. That is one, purna. Now there is another kind of happiness. And what is that kind of happiness? Which is not purna. Which is attained at a particular place or a particular time or with respect to a particular object. With that object you can get this happiness. The Veda has got two portions. The portion which deals with karma deals with this kind of happiness. Not purna. Anitya. Okay? Which is temporary. Temporary. Impermanent. Ephemeral. Karma deals with that. But the Upanishads do not deal with that kind of happiness. Those who have little bit experienced this kind of happiness and they feel, how long am I going to go behind this kind of happiness? This is ending. However much it may seem so interesting, it is not finally giving me fulfillment. The portion which deals with the fulfillment, completeness, purnata, that portion is the Upanishad portion, the portion which does not deal with action, but deals with knowledge. Now, you may say, Swamiji, what has got this, why is action related with happiness which is not fulfilling? Because you do an action and you gain something. What you gain by action, you gain at a particular point of time. Because it is a gain. What you gain, what will be the result of it? You will lose it. So when you gain, you will lose. Action always brings this kind of happiness only. Action always gives ephemeral, temporary, anitya sukha. That is the nature of action. Action is wired to give this kind of result only. It is the very nature of action to give temporary only. So action cannot give that purna, and therefore action gives apurna, ephemeral. Now knowledge, Upanishad deals with knowledge, is it not? And we are saying the Upanishad gives you that fulfilling, complete happiness. Now you may wonder, okay, action is gained at a particular point of time. Action is done at a particular point of time. Therefore, the result also comes at a particular point of time. And what comes will also end. That is also fine. But when you say knowledge gives purna, but how can you say knowledge gives purna? Because knowledge does not create anything new. Knowledge does not create. What is created will end. Karma will create. Action will create. By action, you are able to create something. What you create will end. But knowledge does not have the capacity to create anything. Whether you may consider that to be the limitation of knowledge or the greatness of knowledge, that is the nature of knowledge. Knowledge cannot create anything new. Action always will create anything, something new. Now, Swamiji, how can you say knowledge cannot create anything new? We use the word in English, discover. We use the word. There are two words, invention, discovery. We use two words. Huh? And usually for discovery, Columbus discovered. That is what people will always say. Discover. Columbus discovered. What did Columbus discover? America. He thought it was India. That's a different matter. Columbus discovered America. Now, did Columbus discovered America? Did he create America? Did he invent America? No. America was already there. He came to know. There were already people living there. Huh? He came to know means some people who did not know came to know. That's all. Knowledge does not create anything new. Now, suppose you wonder, what is this? What is this? What is this Swamiji keeping in? Then I say, you don't know what is this? I'll show you. Now you see. Oh-ho, this is a spec stand. Okay. Swamiji, where you got it? That's a different matter. Knowledge has not created anything. Now you know it is a spec stand. Is it not? By knowing this is a spec stand, did you create the spec stand? Spectacle stand? No. Now, doing, you know, I didn't create this. Carpenter created this. Now, carpenter, when he created this, by action he created this. Carpenter created this by action, and therefore what will happen to this one day? It will go. It may not go so fast, but it will go. One day it will perish. Because the nature of creation is, it will perish. But remember, this may perish. Some other stand may come. But will my knowledge perish? No. I will still know that this is a spectacle stand. In other words, what I want to say is that action creates, knowledge does not create, knowledge reveals. Please keep this sentence. Action creates, knowledge reveals. And because knowledge only can reveal, because knowledge cannot create anything, therefore, what is created by knowledge does not end. What is created by action ends. And therefore, when we say the happiness which is attained through karma, through action, when we say it ends, is correct. What is created will end. But knowledge does not create. Knowledge only reveals what was already there. Are you getting this point? And since knowledge only reveals what was already there, your next question should come, what does Mahavakya reveal? Never ask the question, what does Mahavakya create? Mahavakya does not create anything. Because Vakya sentence gives you knowledge. And knowledge reveals. And therefore your question should be, what does Mahavakya reveal? What does Mahavakya reveal? Remember, what is Mahavakya? Mahavakya gives you what? The greatest happiness. Right? That is why we said Mahavakya, we said. And now, when you say Mahavakya reveals, statement reveals, knowledge reveals, right? Statement gives knowledge reveals. And we have already said, what does Mahavakya give? Mahavakya gives the highest, completest, can we say? Purna Sukha, right? And therefore, what does Mahavakya reveal? Mahavakya reveals what? The Purna Sukha. Purna Sukha means what? Mahavakya reveals the highest happiness. Mahavakya does not create the highest happiness. Create, no. Because if it's created, what will happen? It will get destroyed. But Mahavakya reveals the highest, fullest happiness. Now you may wonder, Swamiji, that is all, you know, how can you, you know, Mahavakya reveals the fullest, greatest happiness. How? And what did you say is fullest, greatest happiness? That which is not changeable according to time, place, object. Is it not? Now just ask this question. What does not change in time, place and object? Simple. Let's do some analysis. Now what is the time now? Time according to Indian time, it is almost 5:20 p.m. So 5:20 p.m. also it must have been there. 5:20 p.m. also it will be there. It should be there. Now when did we start the class? 4:30 we started. So it does not change in time means what? 4:30 also it was there. 5:30 also. 5:30 when the class ends also it should be. 5:20 also it should be there. That is time. Correct? Now before coming to the class, you must have been somewhere. Now you are here in this room. Some of you are sitting here in this room. And those who are sitting there in their own place, whatever, wherever you were. So 4:30 you were somewhere. 4:15 or 4 o'clock you were somewhere. 4:30, now 5:30. Time also, place also. Tomorrow also, yesterday also, today also, here also, there also, somewhere else also, with this object also, with this shirt also. Tomorrow I should be wearing a different shirt. With the other shirt also, before that I was wearing object also. What is that which does not change regardless of all these things? What did not? Which does not change? So when you say Mahavakya gives you the fulfilling happiness, Mahavakya only reveals. Now the question is, what is that which does not change in time, space and object? Everything changes, is it not? In time, space and object. But what does not change? You are there. 4:20 also you are there. 4:30 also you are there. 5:30 also you are going to be there. You are there. You don't change. So when we say Mahavakya reveals, and then we say it is Mahavakya because it gives the greatest happiness, and then when we say Mahavakya reveals, it reveals that which does not change in time, space and object. What does not change in time, space and object? You are the common factor in any time, any space, any object. You are the common. So when we say Mahavakya reveals you. Why should anything reveal me? I know me. Why should Mahavakya? No, you do not know you. That is the problem. Oh, Swamiji, how I do not know me? I am, you know, Swamiji, I am now 48 years old. I am man. My name is so and so. And I was born here and here. I won't say here and there. I was born here or there. And, you know, I am this person. And I know everything about myself, my mother, my father. Everything I know. All these things, what you tell is what you are, is not actually you. You have taken yourself to be this body. And taking yourself with the body, you are describing yourself as a man of this particular age, with this mother and that father, and of this country and that place, etc. You are describing. This is not knowledge. This is ignorance. So what is knowledge? That knowledge is what Mahavakya gives you. Meaning, what is that Mahavakya giving me? Now go to each of the Mahavakya. Now, what was the first Mahavakya we said? Prajnanam Brahma. Right? When you say Prajnanam Brahma, what is this Prajnanam Brahma? Prajnanam, consciousness. Prajnanam is consciousness. Consciousness. Now this, please, no? More and more will become clear. We are not we are not a body which has got consciousness. We are consciousness which has got a body. When I was young, I had a small body. Now I have got a big body. But I remained. So we are that consciousness I am. And then Vedanta says, Upanishad says, this consciousness is Brahman. Is Brahman. Brahman means what? What is this Brahman? Brahman is that full happiness. What we Anando Brahme Tivyajanat. That Ananda is Brahman. So when we say, Ananda, fulfillment or happiness or completeness is Brahman, what is being said there is that Prajnanam, this consciousness, is that ultimate. In other words, the fulfillment that you are searching is you yourself. Columbus discovered America. Columbus did not create America. When the Upanishad says, you are that fulfillment you are searching for. You are that Ananda that you are searching for. You are that complete bliss. Where are you searching here and there? You are that. It is only revealing. It is not creating. If it was created, it will end. But what is a Mahavakya doing? Mahavakya is only revealing your real nature. At this point of time, you think yourself to be an individual, man, woman, so on, so forth, of this age and etc. You think yourself to be an individual. What does Mahavakya reveal? Mahavakya reveals your highest nature. Mahavakya reveals that you are the infinite happiness. You are that what you are searching for. That final, that fulfillment is called Brahma. Completeness is Brahma. The word Brahma means completeness. Brihatvat Brahma. Because it is complete, it is full, it is all perfect. Now when we say complete, full, what are we talking of? It is not something limited by time, space and object. It is that Ananda which is not limited by time, space and object. That Ananda which is full, which is perfect, which is Purna, is you yourself. In other words, Mahavakya shows the identity of you, which you consider to be Jiva now, to be one with that fulfillment which is Brahman. And therefore, what is a Mahavakya? A Mahavakya is that which shows your identity with completeness. This in Sanskrit we say, Jiva Brahmaikyam, Jiva Brahmaikya we say. Jiva individual. Brahma the completeness, the fulfillment, the perfection. You are one with that. Jiva, Brahma, Aikya. Aikya is oneness. Jiva, Brahma, Aikyam. Bodhakam. Bodhakam, it reveals. So, Jiva, Brahma, Aikyam. Jiva, Brahma, Aikya. Bodhakam, Vakyam, Mahavakyam. So, what is a Mahavakya? Jiva, Brahma, Aikya Bodhakam. Bodhakam reveals. Jiva Brahma Aikya Bodhakam. Vakyam, that statement which reveals the identity of yourself with the Supreme, the highest. That statement is called a Mahavakya. So can we say the statement again? What is Mahavakya? Jiva Brahma Aikya Bodhakam Vakyam Mahavakyam. Jiva Brahma Aikya Bodhakam Vakyam Mahavakyam. That's all. So what is Mahavakya in English? Mahavakya is a statement that reveals your identity with the Supreme. Mahavakya is that statement that reveals your identity with the Supreme. In Sanskrit, what do I say? Jiva, Brahma, Aikya, Bodhakam, Vakyam, Mahavakyam. What is Aikya here? Oneness, identity. So all the Mahavakyas, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, the order let us go. Prajnanam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Ayam Atma Brahma, all of them give the single message. What is it? Your identity with the Supreme. It reveals, not creates. Mahavakya does not create. Mahavakya only reveals. Alright? And remember, every Upanishad has the same message. Not just these four Upanishads, but every message. Every Upanishad will have the same message. Therefore, how many Mahavakyas are there? As many Upanishads, so many Mahavakyas. But then, are there not only four? No, they are only sample. In Rigveda, we gave you one example. In Yajurveda, we gave you one example. In Samaveda, we gave you one example. In Atharva Veda, we gave you one example. That is only to tell you all the four Vedas, all the Upanishads, in all the four Vedas, have the single same message of what? Revealing your oneness with the Supreme. Right? In this Upanishad, we take up the study of the Mahavakya, Aham Brahmasmi. Okay? Laghu Vakya Vritti. There is another text called Vakya Vritti. In that, the explanation is about the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi. Why this is called Laghu Vakya Vritti? Because that Vakya Vritti is bigger. This has got only 18 verses. Laghu, very, very short. Whereas that, 53 verses. Little more bigger. Therefore, that is Vakya Vritti. This is Laghu Vakya Vritti. Okay? So, what Mahavakya are we going to study here? Aham Brahmasmi. But by studying this Mahavakya, you are studying all the Mahavakyas. Correct? Because every Mahavakya means the same only. So, tomorrow we will start the text proper. All right. We'll conclude now.